about this offense and trying to kill people. What did you know that this would be possible? Why did you think you said that?
Well, you know, I felt like at the time, you know, he does such a good job of putting people in positions to be successful and using matchups. But it was much different from, you know, what I had done in the past. Play calls are a lot longer. And, you know, being on top of the details and making sure everything is just right is really important. And I just felt that, you know, we could do some really good things when we all got comfortable together. No, I feel exactly the same. No, I mean, I'm happy. I'm happy for everybody in our organization. I mean, we've worked hard to get to this point, but the challenge is still in front of us. What we set out to accomplish is still in front of us, and we'll enjoy it because it's hard to get to this point. I know that from experience. It's really difficult to get to this point, and we'll enjoy the build-up and the process leading to it, but our ultimate goal is still in front of us. Well, it's really difficult to win one game, you know, in this league. It really is. I mean, honestly, it's tough. And to string together and to keep guys healthy and to get the opportunity and to be playing your best at the right time, there's a lot of things that have to go into it. And I feel like this team that we've had this year has been the right mix. I mean, we're a team that's gotten better as the year has gone on, offense, defense, special teams. And I feel like we're starting to play our best ball now.
Matt, can you talk about targeting –
Yeah, I think it was, you know, for us, the play calls Kyle had, the matchups that we saw with the coverage they were playing, you know, Muhammad was the guy early. And he made some really good plays for us. I mean, that, he's done that for us all year. Lots of games. He brings energy to it when he makes plays, and I think guys feed off of that, and that was certainly the case today. Well, we were just dropping back to pass, and they were playing two-man in that. I mean, there's nobody to account for the quarterback, and everybody's backs are turned, you know, playing coverage, playing man-to-man coverage. And just saw a lane open up and felt like if I could make a little pump fake, he would, you know, drive on free, got him, and the other guy's backs were turned. And it was the longest run I've had in a while, so it was a good one. It came at a good time. Oh, man, I was getting hits all over the place. Guys were excited. But, you know, we've done that. I haven't probably scored a touchdown in a couple of years. But we've had some situations, critical third downs, where, you know, when things are covered, I take off and try and move the chains for us. And I always feel like, you know, I'm just fast enough to get it done.
Matt, can you talk about that little swing you guys had where Jalen was able to come up with that strip and you guys were able to come back and score?
Yeah, I think turnovers are key, you know, every game, specifically, you know, today. I mean, the turnover he was able to create and then for us to bounce back and go down and put points on the board was really, really important. You know, we talk about, you know, every week it's about the ball being plus in that turnover category, and I think we were plus two today, and it's amazing how many games you'll win if you stay in the plus.
What about Julio's play there, too, that, you know, kind of you're 24-0 at the half. Y'all stop them right off the bat, and then that play he makes.
Well, I think he had two great plays. I mean, right before the end of the half, the back shoulder catch that he made, his ability to get his feet down, I mean, it's just special what he's capable of doing. And then to come back out, our defense creates a three and out, and then we go down and are able to score. I think it was the second play of the drive. He's a beast. I mean, he's just an absolute stud. And, you know, I've been so lucky to play with him for as long as I have. But he was impressive today. And I know he wasn't, you know, feeling his best, but he's a warrior. He went out there and competed really, really well for us.
Matt, you had your low water mark this season at some point. Green Bay was 4-6 at some point. Pittsburgh lost 4 in a row. Is there something to a team hitting that point, sort of regrouping in the middle of the season?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's always opportunities to get better. And sometimes they happen in different ways, whether it's a loss or a win or a play here or there. You know, there's something that kind of kicks in. And I feel like it has for our team. I really think it's changed in our preparation. I really feel like for the last, you know, 2 months, we've attacked the week the right way. I mean, we've really prepared well, competed really, really well in practice, and I think that's shown in the way that we've played.
Was there a game where you get a lot of time between games, realistically? Can you talk a little bit behind the scenes, whether guys breaking down film?
Yeah, you know, our coaches have done a great job. I mean, that's you know, one of the things as a player, when your coaches do such a good job of putting you in positions to succeed, you know, it's huge. And across the board, I mean, Dan has been awesome and really does a great job with his staff of getting us prepared to play, having us fresh, knowing our plan, and being ready to go out there and play the way that we're capable of. He's done a great job of that. Yeah, I thought it was an advantage today. You know, I thought the crowd was great. Really, really cool way to kind of send out the Georgia Dome, and I'm happy for the fans here in Atlanta.
Was there a game or a week or stretch this season where you thought this might be the year?
You know, I don't know. Not really. I don't think there's one light that goes off. You know, I felt like at the beginning of when we got into OTAs and when we were in training camp, I felt like we could be really good. You talk about the number of different pieces that we had, the way that we were working, all those kind of things. I felt like we could be solid. And you know, in all honesty, you kind of, as a player, you stick to such a week-to-week routine. You're not really looking down the road. Yeah, not looking down the road all that much. Well, he's got a great feel for our personnel, the defense that we're going against, and you know, what combinations our guys you know, could get into to go against that. I mean, he's got a really, really good feel for that. And he's got a great feel during games, too, of, all right, they're playing us this way, let's get to X, Y, and Z. He's very detailed about that during the week and reacts really well to it during games. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things you can't, you know, you can't lose belief or confidence. You know, one thing about this league is week to week, you can get humbled very quickly. I mean, there's so many good players, so many good teams. And learning, you know, what works best for you personally and what works best for our team has taken time, for sure. You know, but it's one of those things, you know, I always felt like we would get to this point where we'd have an opportunity to play in this game, and I'm happy that we're there.